Christ is our life. How is Christ our life? Jesus is our Savior, but how is He our life? By virtue of His Holy Spirit in us, and us in Him. So, when you hear the word Christ, you must understand that it refers to the body of God, the soul of God, and the Spirit of God. Likewise, when you hear the word Jesus, you must understand that it refers to the body of God, the soul of God, and the Spirit of God. Jesus told us to refer to His Holy Spirit Father using His name, Jesus. John 14:13-26, John 15:16, John 16:23-26. Follow the link to this article in my name for more on this point and why it is important to think and speak in Jesus' name. This prophetic verse has two fulfillments. The obvious one has to do with our translation at His return, 1 Corinthians 15:52. The not-so-obvious fulfillment has to do with the renewing of our minds so that we have the mind of Christ and so do His works. Romans 12:2. Virtually every Christian is looking to the return of Christ and the completion of redemption. Romans 8:23. However, because of ignorance of or unbelief in our potential in Christ, most Christians do not manifest as new spirit beings today. We simply are not like our Lord, 1 John 4:17. Regardless of the extent of our knowledge and faith in who we are in Christ, when Jesus returns, the new spirit being will manifest through a translated soul and body, 1 Corinthians 15:53. So, study the Word to be approved of the Lord, 2 Timothy 2:15. Pray in the Spirit to build up your faith, Jude 1:20. And speak the Word and do the Word, John 15:7 and James 1:22. When you do, Christ will appear in and through you today, manifesting His glory by His Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians 3:18.